Dubois, you...
Fuck it. I couldn't take it. I threw my Pyrex measuring cup at him. He ducked and it shattered against the wall. Tamir's eyes widened in shock.
What the fuck is wrong with you, girl?
So you've been talking to this bitch and giving her money? I screamed, throwing my measuring spoons. He looked so guilty that I tossed an egg directly at his head.
You better sit your little high-strung ass down and listen to me.
He ordered, catching the egg. Ain't a damn thing you can tell me. I saw the messages. I threw anything I could put my hands on, and he still walked toward me. Finally, he was close enough to grab my hands.
Baby, please listen. You know I ain't no begging nigga, but please listen. Fuck.
Tamir, why? I screamed. Why would you do this stupid ass shit? How can you say you love me and go over to see that bitch? I mushed his face.
Dubois, I didn't go to see her. I went because there is a possibility that he may be mine. A slim possibility. But still at the end of the damn day, he is an innocent kid. An innocent baby who needs formula, pampers, car seats, clothes. You know all the shit babies need. I gave that bitch $500, Dubois. $500 fucking. Are you really tripping like this behind $500?
He yelled right back at me. You cheated on me, Tamir. You fucking hid it until you couldn't. You possibly made a baby with someone else. You broke our trust. And just when I'm working so hard to get it back, I find you sneaking with this trifling bitch again. Those are the main reasons I'm tripping. This ain't about no damn $500. But you know why else. I'm tripping because your ass is wrong, and you know it, or you wouldn't be going behind my back. I'm tripping because I know this bitch bumping her gums about what my so-called man doing for her. I'm tripping because I know she probably breaking and laughing that she taking your money for a baby that likely ain't even yours. I clapped back.
You think I care about anything Daria says? She can run her mouth till she hoarse. I don't give a fuck. Only thing I care about is whether or not that kid is mine.
I glared at him before moving towards the door that led outside. I needed air before I started throwing knives and shit. He caught me from behind and turned me around.
What? Are you running now? We gonna have to have a real talk. A hard talk about what we gonna do if this little boy is mine.
I crossed my arms over my chest. You gonna have to figure out what to do. No hard feelings toward your potential seed. But I'll be damned if I'ma deal with Daria on a daily and spend my life explaining to my baby why she is one half of a set of project twins. Hell, what I'ma tell her? Sorry, Noah, your daddy was a hoe? That's why your brother is just a couple of months older? Hell nah, that's not gonna be my life. I already told you that if that baby is yours, I'm out. It was his turn to grill me.
That's a lie. You ain't keeping my baby girl away from me ever again in life.
I felt my attitude ease a little bit as guilt racked me. That's not something I intend to do. You'll have open access to our daughter.
I know damn well I will, because her mother and I will be under the same roof, raising her together. I don't know why you think I'm playing. You ain't going nowhere. You can be mad all you want, but your little ass in love with me, and I feel the same. We not losing us. I meant what I said, and I'm through with it.